Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, September the 21st, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we are starting a new series about the true God and the other gods of the Old Testament. We want to really, again, this should be a 7, maybe 10-part series. Today's 12 o'clock show, this show is actually part one. We'll continue with part one this afternoon at 5 p.m. Central Time. We'll continue with part one. So part one will be divided into two parts as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the gods of the Old Testament. Now, my brothers and my sisters, again, this is a pay-per-view. The first show I usually do for free. Again, just to give you an overview of what we're going to be discussing, please go to the website, however, if you would like to get the entire series or get this series in its entirety. What will we be discussing? brothers and sisters, we are going to go through the pantheon of gods, specifically focusing on the words inside of the Helios Biblios, or inside of the Bible, that talks about the name of God. Because as you may or may not know, when we look at the fact that we are all under this control, control, this matrix, this system, we live either knowingly or unknowingly inside of a mold, inside of an ancient world that is made up of spells that use modern-day spelling to cast a mold or a net. That's why this is called a planet, a planet. The planet is a plan. There is a plan in place. There is a plan in place. There is a plan in place to catch you inside of a net of spells using spelling, language, or linguistics to cast a spell to give you a sentence. This sentence is a life sentence using cursive writing to cast a curse to put you inside of different prison cells inside of the prison body or prism of color, which is hue, which means color, C-O-L-O-R, color, hue, H-U-E, hue man, color man. You are now been imprisoned or been sentenced using sentences into a paragraph using graphs or angles or sacred gematria or hieroglyphics, Egyptian hieroglyphics. Now you are given a prison term. Prison term. Prison, P-R-I-S-M or P-R-I-S-O-N. Prism term. That is the terms of your imprisonment. And if you do not over and understand what I am trying to express, expose, and expand to you today, these little gods who are not gods, that are acting as gods, they are the ones that have you trapped inside of this planned net. And in order for you to escape, you must and understand Yapan. That's one of the little G's that's acting like the big G. So the culture, now we can look at, we're going to talk about Japan, but we can also talk about China or Africa or America. These are, most of them, based upon any individual who understands anything about carbon dating and carbon 14, carbon 7, and or carbon 21, you can reveal, explain, illuminate, or break down the Sumer, or Samaritan text. This is the ancient, this is the oldest text inside of the English, the English language. So if you do not understand the magnitude and the importance of this series, I have my book entitled The Ontology of Mankind. When Genesis says it is the beginning of the Adamic race, all of the other races had already had their existence before the Edomite or the Adamic race. It is this Adamic race that Genesis is referring to. What about all of the Mongoloids? What about the Caucasoids? What about the Negroids? What about the other races? See, my brothers and sisters, if you don't understand, then you will not be able to grasp the significance of this series. The words of Pan in every continent on this planet, as I revealed, explained in the beginning, let me make sure that you understand what we are expressing and exposing and expanding to you today. Because without this understanding that I'm trying to express to you today, you will fall prey to the planned net. It is a plan to keep you encapsulated inside of this net. And this plan uses grammaria or grammatus or grammari, which by the grace and the mercy of God, he has expressed and exposed and expanded it so that way I can understand the ancient trick, which is, number one, cast, C-A-S-T. You are designed to put you inside of a mold, M-O-L-D, using ancient spells that use spelling. This spelling creates this mold. This mold is a prism. This prism uses prism. or color to keep you inside of a net, a planet. They are designed to capture light beams. You are what you are, probably one of these light beams. So this plan has a net that uses spells or spelling to cast or put you inside of a life sentence. So sentences create paragraphs. Paragraphs, again, primarily are designed to power up, to put you inside of a graph. A graph using sacred geometry or numerology or any other of these ologies that is based upon the curse of cursive writing. So cursive writing contains the curse. Puts you inside of a term, a prison term, a prison term, prison, P-R-I-S-M, which is the bending of the light. When you shine light through a prism, what do you get? You get color. You get hue. You get hue man. So you have been sentenced using words, and the words are swords. Because if you add an S to the word, you get a sword. And this sword is designed to slice and dice you, and keep you inside of a prison. But there is another word. It is the word of God that is designed to set you free from this prism, P-R-I-S-M, that's designed to trap you using rites, R-I-T-E-S, by using language or English, which is a phonetic phonics. So the Phoenician phonics came from the Phoenicians or the Canaanites. They produce phonics. So when they say hooked on phonics, work for me, you have been hooked. They go fishing with phonics. It is the use of phonics that brings about the capturing of the hook or the capturing of your soul. So this phonic, this phonetic, this Phoenician language is designed to cast a spell using spelling and using linguistics or language so that way you can have a life sentence on this planet, on this planet, this prison planet. And if you do not, my brothers and my sisters, understand it, the English was created by the ancient phonic Phoenicians, phony Phoenicians. And now those who are Jews, who are not Jews, the synagogue of Satan is designed and using this and these little G's to keep you on this rat maze. So these are fallen entities, fallen angels that carry themselves as gods, but they're not gods. One of these fallen angels is Pan. Japan is the continent of Pan. Japan was actually in the ancient days called Yap-Pan. Because Japan was a half man, half goat. So if you look at the word Japan, you will find the word Ja, which is Jah, Pan. Now, have you heard of Pan? Have anyone seen the movie Nirvana? I think it's called Nirvana. Have anybody seen that movie? In that movie, they're talking about Pangea. Pangea became Pan. Became Yapan, which is ancient Sumeria, ancient Lemuria. Now, because these fallen angels have the ability to manipulate language by changing letters, they, again, have took away the key of knowledge. What is the key of knowledge? Changing dots and tittles. Who changed dots and tittles? Yahushua says that, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you yourself cannot enter into my kingdom, and you prevent other people from entering into my kingdom. It's very important, my brother, because these jots and tittles that we have incorporated, the Bible says that we have inherited lies. That's what it says in Jeremiah chapter 29. We have inherited lies from our forefathers. So this series I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the lies you have inherited. So this is the first, again, 15, 20 minutes, the free part of part one. Tonight at 5 p.m., we'll go for an hour, and we're going to delve into Anu and Yapan. Yapan is Pan. Pan is the half goat, half man. He's the sex god, but he's not a god. He's a little g, but he's prancing around like a big g. And so this ancient Greek god, Pan, based upon ancient mythology, was a god of nature, the god of sowing his oats, wild oats. He was a god of flocks, the god of goats. He was a mountain god. He was a god that was associated with sensuality or sexuality. And so the people of Yapan may or may not know. Now, we can get into the races. We can get into a lot of stuff. But today, and doing this series, we want to focus on the fallen entities that are not God, but they are parading around, and they are presenting themselves as God. And as such, they have, again, used hooked on phonics to hook you. It is this creative manipulation of the linguistical code or the language using cursive writing and sentences as words, and words are swords, to cast a spell by spelling you trap inside of a term or a prison. This is the ancient right of writing. So you don't have the right, R-I-G-H-T, to write, W-R-I-T-E. Therefore, they perform a right, R-I-T-E. Now, I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but if you look very closely, when you go to the next time you go to a pharmacist, now remember, pharmacist comes from pharmakeia, or pharmacy. This is all part of exposing the gods of the ancient world. The right, every pharmacist has the right to perform a right on you. If you look at the pharmacist, what you will see on their jacket is a R with an X on it. Next time you go to the pharmacy, look at your pharmacist. Look at his jacket. On his jacket, he has the ancient code of right. The word right, you're not authorized to perform a right unless you can write, and if you are right. So R-I-G-H-T becomes W-R-I-T-E, which becomes R-I-T-E. And in order for you to be right, you got to go through a certain, again, school to get a degree. A degree is the key or the gateway to that realm of knowledge. These are controlled by the little g's. Each little g that I'm going to express, expose, and expand, and we got a litany of them. We got to go through 4,000 almost scriptures during this series. It is my prayer that you can hold on to your hat. If you have not, again, paid the $100 to go through this series, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, and make that donation to Overstand Pangaea. Now, Pangaea is one of the gods that was over Japan. Japan is now Japan. So Japan, now the Japanese people, and I was stationed over there. I lived in Japan. I was stationed in Iwakuni, Japan. I went to Osaka. I went to Nagasaki. I went to Tokyo. I walked around and I saw all of the cherry blossoms. I went to the festivals and I saw the ancient customs that's based on the Roman religions and the myth of Pan's counterpart name known as Fanus. I think that's how you say it. It's a nature god, a god of nature. Now, if you don't understand this, it's really not that important. All you need to understand is Pan. Who is Pan? Well, Pan was a little half goat, half man. Now, Pan is always associated with sex. But the thing that blows me away is in the little movie that was made by Walt Disney, Narnia, I think it's what it's called, Narnia, N-A-R-N-I-A. Walt Disney movie, the first thing that comes out is Pan. Now, he's a half man, half goat, but in Walt Disney's movie, his name isn't Pan. I think in the movie Narnia, his name was Tumnus, T-U-M-N-U-S. He was called, inside the movie, Pan, again, the pagan sex god, which Japan, the country, is named after, which is Japan. And Japan was a evil sexual perverted god. He was the offspring of the Nephilim who went into, again, birds and beasts, and produced offspring. That's why the world was destroyed. So we're going to go back through. Now, all this happened before the Adamites even showed up. So most of us don't understand this. So despite, again, what we know as Cretans or Christians, we do not understand history, which is history. So Pan was famous for his sexual prowess. And he's always depicted as having an erect phallus, or male genitalia. Now, according to the Greeks, Pan, again, was known for his sexual prowess. Now, the problem with this is that when we talk about this, we're getting into a lot of the Satanism and the demonization of of what they call an incubus. Now, the incubus is a demon in male form, according to the ancient mythology. Now, a succubus, an incubus and a succubus. Incubus, male. Succubus, female. These are supernatural entities, again, known for their sexual prowess, but they're not gods. They're not all-knowing, they're not all-powerful, they're not all-present, but they present themselves to us as gods. So what we're going to go through doing this series is I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify the incubus and the succubus throughout the Old Testament. They present themselves as supernatural entities. But when they go up against the true God, as we will see, they don't stand a snowball's chance in blank. And so we must open and understand the true God. But the problem with that is, who knows who the true God is? Do you know how many people think they know the name of God but don't? Myself included. Do I know the name? Do I look to you now? I use the name Yahuwah, but is that the right name? That's a good question. But what did God say? Remember in Exodus 3:4? Exodus chapter 3, verse 4 says, "And when the Lord," all caps, "saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush, and he said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here am I.'" Remember the story? Moses, burning bush. And then he said, "Take the shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground." Verse 6, "Moreover, I am the God of our father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. Remember that, Exodus 3:6? So this evening we're going to break this down. But yes, let's just get into it just a little bit here in this last couple of seconds. It says, "Moreover, he said, 'I am the God.'" He didn't say, "I am a God." He said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob and Moses." And then he said, "the God of Jacob," period. And Moses hid his face and he was afraid to look upon God. Now, in each one of these words, each one of these phrases, the word God is always in Exodus 3.
Strong's H-430, entry 1. Eloah. Eloah. Second entry. Elohim. Elohim. And the third entry. Eloah. Eloah.
So tonight, when we continue with part two, we're going to start breaking down Elohim, Eloah, and Elion, Eloah, all of these L's. And later on in the series, we're going to get into the two letters that formulate everything. And at the conclusion of this series, I got to shock the world by saying something that I don't want to say. Have you ever wondered why Jews and non-Jews alike all see the sacred Technogrammaton, the four letters of the Hashem? I've been saying this for 25 years. Let me say it again. How is it that the sacred Technogrammaton is being used by every occult practice on the planet to conjure up demons and devils? And it's the same name that you use in church. How is it that the sorcerers, that the Wiccans, that the Luciferians, that the Satanists, that the Catholics, that the Masons, that the Kabbalists, they all know the knowledge of the sacred name of God? And why do they keep it sacred and hidden? And why do they use the name as bait to recruit? And they tell you they got the secret, and you go there looking for the secret, but you got to join. And then when you join and you get to a certain level, you find out that the God that they're serving, the secret God, is really Lucifer. Why is it that the name is hidden? Why is it? I mean, Jews claim that they have this name. Everybody claims that they have the name. So tonight at 5 p.m., we're going to break down, and we're going to get into breaking down the little G's of the Old Testament. And we're going to get into revealing, illuminating, simplify the true God, the Most High God, I should say, and the real God. And it's not Japan, it's not Pan, the half man, half goat. And we're going to really delve into this and remove the cursive writing and remove the hook that you have been, that you got, because we all were hooked on phonics, part of the Phoenician. It came from the Phoenicians. That's why we got it. And we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify all of the incubus and the succubus that are presenting themselves as God, but they're not. So my brothers and my sisters, again, join me tonight, 5 p.m., if you have not already. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation. This will be the best investment that you've ever made, guaranteed. Back this show comes with a double your money back guarantee. At the end of this series, I guarantee this will be the best $100 investment that you've ever made. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation. Again, Japan really means Pangaea, which, according to the ancient text, Yapan. And we have to break down what that means and why and what Yah is, because most people have that as the name of God. So my brothers and my sisters, this is going to be a very in-depth series. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm just asking you to do your due diligence. I'm just going to present the facts, and you make up your own mind. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth, because trust me, the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. Make sure that you study to show yourself approved. We'll see you back this afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. Thank you for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.